to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
What's also going to make this a very close race is the fact that you've got special interests and these super PACs that are spending money on negative ads in unprecedented ways. And their message is going to be very simple. You know what? You're frustrated, you're dissatisfied, and it's Obama's fault. Yeah, you can boil down the message. That's yeah. We're traveling around trying to prevent a doubling of student loan rates. And the Republican said he's trying to distract from the economy. Well, now, last I checked, making sure our kids got a good education and weren't loaded down with debt, that had something to do with our economy. But what they really meant was this distracts from our basic argument that you're frustrated and it's Obama's fault. And they will spend hundreds of millions of dollars trying to drill that home.
Here's President Obama, who says that the message Republicans are trying to run on is that you're frustrated and it's Mr. Obama's fault. Maybe there's a couple of points to be made there. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen for another hour. Here's radio host Bob Rose with a thought or two about the president's recent attacks on Mitt Romney.
President Obama and his camp going on the attack, Mitt Romney, attacking Bain Capital, his days with Bain Capital. The problem is they're attacking Bain Capital for the days after Mitt Romney was already gone. Really? You can't you find anything, really, that he did that was really bad when he was there at Bain? You have to tell us about things that happened after he was gone? You know what that tells me? Man, he must have been awesome when he was there, and when he left, the stuff hit the fan. Yeah, nobody could do it like Mitt Romney could when he was in charge. That's what it tells me. Am I biased? Yes, I am. Is the Washington Post biased? Yes, they are. What's the difference? I give my opinion every day. They're supposed to be a newspaper, printing news on the front, editorials later on in the paper. No, they got caught up in 1965. Mitt Romney was part of a group that held a kid down and cut his hair. Well, obviously you should get the death sentence for that. Please. And so anyway, they put the Dems, their super PACs or whatever. Oh, and the Republicans, they're going to put all kinds of nasty stuff out too. But the interesting thing is some of the language that the workers who lost their jobs were using. Like these people who are at the blue-collar level working for a steel mill knew about the operations of Bain Capital, the CEO, how a capital investment company like that works. No mention of the Chinese dumping cheap steel that actually caused the problems to begin with. No mention of that. It was all Mitt Romney. He's, as it turns out, a vampire, according to some. He's soulless. He's out of touch. Of course, all these people were put up to it. Absolutely. Yeah. But they should have at least recognized it. You know, Mitt Romney wasn't even at Bain Capital at the time that this company went down the tubes. And by the way, Bain Capital would buy troubled companies, and 80% of the time they were successful in turning those companies around. 20% of the time they were not. Those companies ended up going out of business. Remember, they were all troubled companies to begin with. That's the risk versus reward equation. You take a chance on a beat up old house that needs a lot of work. You think if you fix it up and make it look good, you can sell it and make a profit. Bain Capital takes a company that they think has potential. They buy it up. They try to fix it. That means sometimes firing people, getting a new manager, taking a different business approach. They come up with a formula, and it succeeded 80 out of 100 times. That is a pretty darn good track record. Now, the 20% that failed, is that terrible? Well, sure, anytime people lose their job, it's bad. But, look, you're either going to look at the big picture of how capitalism works, because anytime you go down to the root personal level, there's tragedies that happen every day. Anytime someone loses their job, it's a tragedy, and it happens every day. But actually, it's part of a dynamic economy. It's just we're on the downside of this dynamic right now for various reasons, but not limited to, you know, heavy government intrusion. This guy, this Mitt Romney guy, I think could go in there and change some of that.
Up next in a few moments, we'll get to the campaign trail itself here on the Countdown Show.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack, Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and, as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24-7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Any questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Talk radio. Here we go. The presidential race now with a different twist. Here are our hosts Greg Garrison and Dana Loesch talking about a new poll which shows Mitt Romney leading the president with female voters.
Romney winning the women's vote. I just saw that up. He has gained either 6 or 8 points, I forget what the number was, to go from down to up, not by much, but up, in that period of time. And, of course, you're a conservative and a young mom as well. But to what might you attribute that, old soothsayer? What do you think?
The economy. First and foremost, I look at the BLS numbers that were released just a week and a half ago that show just in March and April alone, women were hardest hit in the job force. We had 324,000 women just dropped from the job pool, not because they were retiring, not for any other reason other than the fact that they just couldn't find a job in this Obama economy. So they just quit the workforce. Now that is one less income for one less working family. And women, you know, they're a little fed up. They're looking around. They're looking at the cost of groceries. They're seeing how much they have to put in the pump. Women usually, majority of the time, control the household budget. So they're looking at all of this thinking, man, we're getting sucked hard with the policies from this administration. Some of what Mitt Romney's saying is really making sense to us. So I attribute it mainly to that. And, of course, also when you have the president getting up there and his surrogates declaring a war on moms and working mothers and telling working mothers who stay home and raise five children, like Ann Romney, that they don't work a day in their lives, that doesn't go over so well with women who work or stay home.
Well, and I wondered, too, about his selective attagirl stuff for Sandra Fluck with an L. She gets a phone call because she's out there waving the flag for free birth control instead of spending $11 a month on it at Walmart for herself. That cannot resound well with all the women of childbearing age who have to face the realities of planning their families or not, when they right. when they see that this putz of a girl, this 30-year-old kid who's probably not worked a day in her life so far, is out demanding and claiming that the war is on her because we don't want to pay $11 a month for her. Maybe she could get a job.
Right.
You know, you can. There's nothing inconsistent with working and going to law school. We all did it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's not just, she wasn't just asking for free birth control either. She later came around. You remember when the president rolled out his campaign, Don't Double My Rate, that conservatives mocked endlessly online and just ultimately destroyed it. She led the charge for that. She led the charge in arguing for artificially lower interest rates on student loans, the burden of which would be shouldered by small businesses, those who file with S-Corps, which is a huge majority of small business owners. They would be sacked with the bill for that for a minimum of 10 years because it would take 10 years of higher taxes for small businesses just to pay off 1 year of debt incurred by freezing those loans.
Here's well-known host Brian Wilson talking to political analyst Fritz Wenzel about Ron Paul stopping his campaign, but not dropping out of the race.
It's a big announcement from the Ron Paul committee, Ron Paul campaign, rather, that he is discontinuing campaigning. You know, which quite frankly seemed to be rather obvious. There aren't any more primaries or anything like that. But if you can, understanding your sensitive position with the campaign, can you flesh that story out for us a little bit?
Well, he's been switching gears for weeks, if not months, actually months now, in focusing more on harvesting delegates rather than harvesting votes because, as you just said, the primary elections are really coming to a close. And so this is what you do. You go ahead and try to find the delegates, and that's where his focus is. In fact, just recently, the campaign was able to win a majority of delegates in Nevada. So, you know, it's merely an exercise that is very natural for someone who doesn't have the lead in all this. And like he also said, they're just at a point where they're not fundraising much anymore. And they've got to conserve their resources. The Ron Paul campaign, unlike the Gingrich campaign and so many of the others, including the Santorum campaign, tends to pay its bills as it goes. And when it's running low on cash, it actually runs in, you know, within its expenses or its income. It doesn't run huge deficits.
Yes, isn't that amazing? Fiscal responsibility both in campaigning and in preaching. What an amazing thing consistency can be in a politician. My. Because I've been reading the stories about Arizona, Nevada. I'm trying to remember. Was it Missouri? I mean, there was a number of states there where that delegate thing went entirely different than the headlines in Maine. Had indicated. Question on Ron Paul, then we'll move on. My friend Mark Davis was filling in for Rush today and gave his usual kind of offhand, left-handed compliment thing to Ron. But he was kind of wondering out loud what to do at the convention with Ron Paul, what to do. Is there at least a reasonable expectation that there will be the possibility of some surprise moves at the convention?
Well, I don't think such great surprises. Remember, this is not just about the 2012 Ron Paul presidential campaign. This is about building a movement. Fox Radio News even mentioned that it's always been about building a movement, and that's certainly the case.
All right, we return to those thrilling days of the gay marriage debate up next here on The Countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. Today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk world is buzzing, so debate over gay marriage. Now with host Steve Gill having Richard Land, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, on his program with the president's support of gay marriage in their crosshairs.
Joe Biden kind of forced his hand a day after voters in North Carolina overwhelmingly rejected gay marriage. 31 states have rejected gay marriage at the ballot box. 42 states have legislatively rejected gay marriage. Nationally, bipartisan support of the Defense of Marriage Act signed by Democrat Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama goes the other way.
Yeah, it's there's this decision, in my opinion, makes no political sense. I don't care how much money he gets. Money is only marginally effective in winning elections, particularly if the other side can match you. And the Citizens United decision, I mean, I agree with the decision the Supreme Court made, but I can understand why it made Democrats mad, because that decision freed up the super PACs. And, you know, it's a lot easier to raise money in $5 million increments than it is in $5,000 increments. And I can tell you right now that the reason they're scrambling for every dime they can get is they're going to get buried in super PAC money between now and November.
And they're already starting to see some of the impact that kind of bore out during the primary process. They've got their own super PACs, though, Richard. I mean, they've got George Soros. They've got these billionaires that are happy to put money in on the left. Well, why are they concerned about Republicans?
They don't have as many. I mean, you know, if you just look at the demographics, yes, there are rich, super rich Democrats, but there are more super rich Republicans and corporations. And corporations, I mean, you talk to people in the corporate world, and they tell you, the four more years of Barack Obama and our economy is going to be the equivalent of a quadriplegic.
Here's host LaDonna Harvey talking about how silly it is. That is the cover of Newsweek suggesting the president is the first gay president just because he said he supported it.
So Newsweek decided that we have our first gay president. And it's President Obama looking very saintly with a rainbow halo over his head. You know me. You know I'm pro-gay marriage. But I'm also anti-ridiculosity. And this is just a ridiculous cover of Newsweek. Polls have shown that quite a few Americans, and especially when you skew younger, more and more Americans believe in same-sex unions of some kind, either gay marriage or same-sex unions that are equal to marriage from a federal and state standpoint. So the new poll from CBS shows that a solid majority of Americans actually support the legal recognition for same-sex couples, though not necessarily through the official act of marriage. the number of people who do support full marriage rights for gay and lesbian couples is significantly higher among younger generations, which should be no surprise to anyone. Now, as it happens, among Republicans, only 9% believe that gay couples should be allowed to marry using the word marriage. 37%, though, say they should be able to form civil unions. So Republicans not as anti-gay as you would believe, although many of them think that the word marriage should be simply between a man and a woman. So I am the 9%. Of Republicans. So among Democrats, 58% believe that they should be allowed to marry. 17% say to form civil unions. And 19% no legal recognition at all. 49% of Republicans think that there should be no legal recognition. Which I find it odd. I find it very odd. But it's not for me to tell you what you need to believe. I can just tell you what I believe.
Would you like to talk about these items? How about you get on board at 800-510-8255. Callers next here on The Countdown.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah, all right.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Again, to the gay marriage deal, and your call, it seems to me, about 24 hours ago, we were here in the same place talking about the same thing. Let's see if we can turn this into something that is more, I don't suggest that what we were talking about before was not interesting. It's just, it's more of the same thing. But it does light up people, this whole discussion. Whether it's okay to be married, if you're the same sex or not. And this is probably outside of the, you know, we have funny things. I'm going to be a little philosophical here for a minute. We have funny things that note us in looking at the rest of the world. But as we, many of you, I won't put myself in this category, because I think we try to create enemies where there aren't any in many circumstances. And I say this advisedly because sometimes people hear only half of what you say. The situation that presented itself to us on September 11th is one of those things that is so horrendous and so awful that it's almost unspeakable how much anger there is appropriately aimed at the people who are responsible for this. And so I bring around a philosophical point of view. We don't like those people, and many of you don't like their religion because you think that it means destruction. It's aimed at killing Americans, and that's what they want to do because we don't believe the way they believe. But I will tell you, when it comes to issues like gay marriage, there are many of you who have exactly the same position as do those who were bent on destroying us on September 11th and have been bent on destroying us since that, before that, after that, and probably will continue for as long as any or all of us live. There's no way you're going to bring people into the fold that are that angry, that full of hate. And I suggest to you that one of the things that marks them, their hatred of women, things that are read into what may be perceived to be liturgy in their own Book of Laws, and many of you have a Book of Laws that you follow that are religious, and the tenets of those religious beliefs are the same. I guess the point I'm making is, even though we despise what those people stood for, there are a lot of things that we have, some of us, Clay, or maybe some of you, collectively, that don't separate us very much. We have some of the same beliefs, and they aren't particularly positive. Have I gone out of my way to be more appropriate than I might normally be? Yeah, I've been trying to be cautious with the way I put the words together, but I think you get the drift of what I'm saying. And if you do, and you want to argue with me, or you want to present a different point of view, help yourself. Join all the callers that are waiting at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Junior in Florida says he's had an evolution on the issue of marriage and its definition.
I'm a young African-American male. I also had an evolution on this theory. I used to think it was a false equivalent when you compared the civil rights movement to the gay movement. But when I see what they're going through and a lot of harsh, disgusting, despicable comments that a lot of people on the right, a lot of teabaggers have to make, it's discouraging. So I really appreciate what the President of the United States was going through. Also, in my opinion, there was a time when interracial marriage was against the law in the United States. There was a time when civil rights was against the law. There was a time when women didn't have any rights, and that was a popular thing. There was a time when racism was the majority. I absolutely think it's a generational thing because it used to be taboo for a lot of the subjects that are considered just regular life right now. So I think in another 50 years, this too, we're gonna, our kids are going to look back at this and like laugh like how silly this is.
This too shall pass. You said basically, Junior, the same thing that I said, and very eloquently. So thank you for that. 800-510-8255. I'm not thanking you for agreeing with me. I'm just thanking you because you did a good job of putting it into perspective. It took me 4 minutes to say what you said in a minute. And that happens sometimes. It's Lorraine in West Virginia we're going to listen to now about marriage.
As a heterosexual, married 25 years, I have the legal rights of this country. If marriage were just a religious right, it would be different, but there's legal ramifications. It goes back to the Constitution, and the people that disagree with it usually are very constitutionalists. We should not be fighting these fights. How can we teach our children about the Constitution when we have people that are left out of our rights, that are in our Constitution? Like I said, if it were just a religious issue, and I am a Christian, but my favorite quote is, do not judge lest you be judged. And as a religious person, I'm not to judge these people, but in our country, we are all equal.
All right. There's another point of view that sort of flushes out some of the people that are on the extremes on either side of this issue. 800-510-8255. Do you think everybody in our country should be treated equally? Are we all treated equally? Is this just a political move to get people's focus off of our economy, the jobs problem, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Is it a waste of time? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter by following the listen, the information that's in the listen box at DougStephan.com. Chris in California wants to have some decisions made.
I'm out here in California, and we banned same-sex marriage, but then the courts wanted to overrule the people who decided, you know what, a marriage was between a man and a woman. Quite simple. And eventually, I think this thing is going to just go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I just feel frustrated because, you know what, I see a president who's getting ahead of the people. You just see recently in North Carolina, you know, they passed a law banning same-sex marriage and defining as a man and a woman. You know, quite clearly, I think the country is made its decision already.
Not by a long shot, sir. 800, maybe you have, and that's okay, but the rest of the country, very much up in the air. 800-510-8255. You probably heard that the president was on The View, and one of the things that was on the mind of the ladies who were on The View on television was this whole issue, the president supporting gay marriage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so now here he is. Maybe this is the best you've heard over the next couple of minutes. The president defining or describing his feelings or speaking out and why he decided to do it now. This is his point of view, the president on The View.
Is it true that you were going to announce the gay marriage thing on this show?
It was a possibility. It was. We had been discussing it for a few weeks, and we thought, what are formats where we can talk about it, not just as a policy issue, but as a personal issue.
Right.
And all of you came to mind.
Well, Vice President Biden jumped the gun a little bit. That was, he sort of. You were planning to say it, but he seemed to jump the gun. Were you okay with that?
Because it came out of a generosity of spirit. You know, when you get to know Joe Biden, he is the most honest,
yes,
straightforward guy. He's warm. He tells you what he thinks.
Did you tell him what you thought about his doing that?
You know, we talked about it, and what I said was that, I'm never going to blame anybody for telling what they believe, because I think it's important, for everybody in my administration to feel like, we want to be disciplined, we want to make sure we're getting the message out there, but at the same time, on issues of principle, I always admire people who go ahead and speak their minds.
Let's move it along a little bit, because you did make that historic decision to say that you're in favor of gay marriage. There are 30 states which are not, mm-hmm, but there are also federal laws that impinge on the rights of gays. They can't file a joint income tax report. They don't have Social Security that they can pass to each other. Will you now fight for a federal bill that gives the same rights to heterosexuals that the federal bill now does not give to gays?
Well, keep in mind that on issues like Social Security, for example, a lot of this has to do with what's called the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. Mm-hmm. It was passed originally when Hawaii started making noises about recognizing same-sex marriage. The idea was, we don't want that drifting into the federal government.
Right.
And this is part of the reason why my Justice Department has said to the courts, we don't think the Defense of Marriage Act is constitutional. This is something that historically had been determined at the state level. And part of my believing ultimately that civil unions weren't sufficient, and I've been a longtime supporter of civil unions for same-sex couples, was partly because of the issue of Social Security benefits or other
estate
laws,
taxes,
estate taxes, things like that. You know, part of it was also, though, just knowing friends and family, people that I'd gotten to know who had these wonderful relationships. And they'd say to me, you know what, the words matter. So even though you're a strong supporter of civil unions, somehow it still says we're different.
Sure.
And that, particular set of conversations that I had is ultimately what led me to this conclusion.
Well, you've talked about talking with your attorney general. Will you personally fight to repeal that act?
Well, look, Congress is clearly on notice that I think it's a bad idea. And this is going to be a big contrast in the campaign, because
Right. We've
got Governor Romney saying that we should actually have a constitutional amendment installing the notion that you can't have same-sex marriages. And, I think something I tried to say in the interview that I want to repeat is I'm very respectful of people's differences on this issue, that there are folks who are sincere in their faith, in their beliefs. I think it's very important for us to make sure the churches and other religious institutions have the freedom to make their own determinations about what their religious sacraments are. But when it comes to civil law, when it comes to the rights that are recognized by the state, then I think it's very important to make sure that everybody's treated fairly, everybody's treated equally. Yeah, that's been a principle of American life for a long time.
Well, there's the president, the decision on his supporting gay marriage. I'm not a supporter of Mr. Obama, and I will not vote for him. But I think he has the right idea on this particular issue, and Romney has the wrong idea. And that may speak to bases, that may speak to what some of you feel in your own world, in your own life, and you're welcome to it. I just think that this has been a very divisive issue. It is not meaningful in my world, whether you're gay or whether you're straight. And so I just think that the whole thing is a specious argument, and we waste a whole lot of time. It's kind of like being in Afghanistan or going to war again. I'm completely against those sorts of things. And as Mr. Obama just said, it's good to be respectful of other people's point of view, even if you don't agree. Disagreeing and not being disagreeable is important in an issue like that. That may not be the way you want to be. You're entitled to your beliefs. I don't tell you what to think or what to say or what to do. As Mr. Obama said, everybody's entitled to a hearing. So your hearing time is now at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm going to announce to you that I finally, after all these years, know how to read music. Yes, I do. You know, I've mentioned many, many times that I have been in musicals, and that I really do not know how to read music. And everything that I did was repetitive. I had to repeat it, I had to listen to it, and I had to turn over that CD hundreds of times in my sleep so I could finally understand the melody, the beats, and the rhythms. But you know what? I said to myself, I'm going to take that challenge. I'm finally going to learn how to read music so I can pick up a sheet and read it just like everybody else who's in the cast. And I did it. It was a heck of a challenge. At this particular time, I want you to take note, pun intended, of what I accomplished, because that is the same thing that we can do in our lives. We shouldn't take shortcuts. We should learn how to accelerate our education and tune up our life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
800-510-8255. So the president appeared on The View yesterday, discussed pretty much everything from same-sex marriage to Kim Kardashian. He said that while he stopped defending the Defense of Marriage Act, The law that defines marriage as a legal union of man and woman, it's up to Congress to decide if it ought to be repealed. What do you think? 800-510-8255. On the countdown at 51 minutes past the hour.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The discussion of a gay marriage, the president being on The View to explain his points of view on this, and your calls most importantly now, 800-510-8255. What do you think of what the president has had to say? David's in Fort Smith, Arkansas. David, you're on the Countdown Live. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just don't understand why. Look, I'm going to preference this by I'm pointing out that I consider myself an independent. I have voted for both Republicans and Democrats over the years, but I don't understand why President Obama would even mention this at all, because it does him absolutely no good whatsoever. The percentage of gays that voted for Republican in last election was barely even measurable. He stood to gain no votes from it. As a matter of fact, may actually even inflame some hard right Christian Judeo people that might not would even go to the polls, and now may send them to the polls to vote against him that may not even vote, may not have even voted. And I just don't understand why he would even say that.
Well, I think that's part of, I think you're right on all of those points, frankly. It doesn't seem to be, it doesn't gain him anything and may lose him something, but the strange world of politics is something that most of us mere mortals don't understand, David, and that's probably why you're right. A lot of people that are may have been passive and not been interested at all in voting now with this kind of momentum behind him. They will go out and make sure they vote for anybody but Obama. Bob, you're in Jackson, Tennessee, I understand. Please go ahead with your comment.
Well, Doug, you know, I'm all for civil unions and everybody having the rights of couples that are together for long term or for short term, for that matter. If you take two pieces of metal and weld them together, and you take two identical pieces of metal and drill holes in them and bolt them together,
they're still together, but there is a difference between the two of them. And there will always be a difference between the two of them. You know, now, you know, whether you call it marriage or whether you call it a civil union or whether you, you know, it doesn't really matter what label you put on it. But, you know, anybody that thinks, you know, that there's not a difference between the two of them, you know, is arguing about nothing. You know, they're still together, and what you call it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you mix a black crayon and a white crayon together, you get gray. If you mix a blue and a green, you don't get gray. Are we being discriminatory?
You've thought this through, sir, and I'm not going to comment. I don't think your comments need any comments. You've spoken well about it. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Some pretty serious and provocative comments on this, and that is good. It's important for us to have discussions like this. Here's another lady from California. Her name is Jane.
When you have Obama never making a decision on his own, this time it wasn't Bush, this time it was his daughters who made the decision for him and made him change his mind. And that doesn't seem credible, because going back, he did believe in gay marriage. He changed the military. And so I think the best thing for us to do is to not take his political views very seriously when it comes to this topic. It's more he wants the money from this group, and that's the only way he could get it, is by making that statement.
A lot of people agree with you, Jane. Another Californian, your fellow from the beautiful state of California, Cheryl, please go ahead.
It just seems like there's such a level of ignorance in this country, and people are born gay. They don't choose to be gay. I've never met a gay person who chooses to be gay. And I don't know how people can think what people do behind closed doors with their loved one, their intimate loved one, has anything to do with any kind of sinning or anything else. Then we're all sinners, you know. I just don't understand the level of hypocrisy, prejudice. You know, the older people really have old ideas. They were brought up, I understand that, they were brought up the way they were brought up. And there's a great deal of prejudice that has gone on because they didn't understand it. But I would suggest that people read literature instead of getting sound bites from the television, from their neighbors, from people who have the same viewpoints, and make it a point to really study this issue, because you will learn a lot. And it does take a while to evolve into turning around, because we were all born with certain... we were brought up with certain prejudices and separation and group mentality. And I know I have, and I'm very sorry about that. But I've made a point to educate myself about that.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen.